Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes.
I can now.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a bad time.
What's up?
Okay. No? So, I was working with Trisha called me, and you can see I got Joey on those 2 days, but that leaves Trisha open Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the afternoon. So then, Helen was asking me that Helen reminded me that she sent out a referral.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you had gotten anywhere with that and if that would be a possibility from V&A Options.
Donna Durham, what's her name? Dunham? No, me. Who sent the referral?
Helen.
Helen sent
Helen,
me
a... Yeah, from V&A. Okay, so, hi, mm-hmm. Esther. I'm trying to find it. I do remember seeing it. Okay, right here it is. Oh, wait, no. That's not it. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, wait, she sent the email.
Yeah, it's a V&A Options patient, and I thought she said the name was Bowen or something. But I'm trying to find the email. And
oh,
I'm
the client said it was Heidi Bowman. Wait, why did I even see this email? Oh, you know what? You responded to that email. I thought we're talking about Joey. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, it was all kind of blended.
Segula, and then she added that. I didn't even realize she mentioned another name in here.
Yeah, so then I was thinking, could we get her added? Because Trisha has, I don't know what they're asking for, but. Does it say what they're asking for in that email?
That's an 8 million. I think we don't have it open. Wait, but now that Trisha's open, it can be taken if you want to. She doesn't say how much. They're seeking partial or full-time hours, preferred afternoons from what I recall.
Okay, so then Trisha has availability on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Do we want
okay,
to try
so
to see if we can...
let me respond here. Bowman. What's Bowman's name?
I could, Jared doesn't work on Mondays, but I could do the admission Monday if we could get it set up, which would be good for me to learn that anyway.
Yeah, right.
So.
Heidi Bowman is her name. Okay, let me respond to the email.
Okay, and I guess it's Mary. Do you want me to send, I could send like a Teams. Okay.
What I think we should do is they should still add it in Independence HHA, and then I'll add it on my side, just because, you know, until we don't have everything properly set up, I don't want to say like we're doing everything in our environment.
Okay. So then, okay, I'll reach back out to Helen too, because if we, and then I just asked Dina, anyways, and she said Jared's full next week, and I'm like, how can he be full? Like, anyways.
So, homie, I just responded to the email. I think you're on the same one.
Am I? Well, if you
just
sent it.
I just responded, so I guess, what's Helen doing now? She's doing scheduling for homemade?
Yes.
And if you don't mind me asking. Okay.
But she's helping me learn, so,
okay.
I mean, like, we're not going to drop the ball, and we're still going to
help
each other.
Yeah, I know, because we understand that.
Yeah.
Trust me, we have this type of setup in our office because...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, I just got it. Okay, so then I'll follow up and see, and if all else fails, I'll admit the patient so we can...
Okay.
If we can get all of it done, I don't know.
Yeah. Another thing, Donna, we might be looking at, you know, I might have new hires ready for orientation, like, by the end of the week. So maybe we should start looking into that already. I don't know if you had a chance.
Well, no, I haven't. Well, I mean, I did, but I did talk to it about, you know, people here. But here's the other thing. Like, we have so much work to do in this Eagle thing.
I know. You know what's crazy? That I feel like some people in my company have been involved in opening, like, adding new offices. Like, they should know about all this. Like, this is new stuff to me. Like, I don't even know what to look out for. You know what I'm saying?
Can you hold on 1 second, Esther?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, sorry about that, Esther.
No one
calls me until I'm on the phone with you. So anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I'm saying, like, I have not been involved in opening up a new office and all of that. Like, I feel like this has been a thing in my company. Like, I'm sure they've bought other companies, maybe not New York. And they still have some similar type of setup.
Right.
For me, all this is new. Like, we're bumping into all these issues, and I'm learning how these come up. And I kind of find, like, maybe some people in my company should know about this before, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm agreeing because, like, I've watched, like, 4 videos, and I still, like, don't feel actually, I emailed Avi, too, because I wanted to update him. But you said you were going to mention it to him, too. But, like, that's why I was hoping that someone in your, like, even if you wanted me to talk to them and they could, like,
right.
You know, like, if there was someone there that knew something about this HHA, because you can't talk to anyone, you can't talk to anyone unless you do a ticket, and I can't do a ticket until I get an account or something. I don't know.
So I actually managed to get something here. I created a ticket. You know what you could also do? I did that and see if it works. Email,
yeah, I'm going to do that.
Email. I'll tell you who to email. Let me switch out my email. 1 second. Email vipsupport@hhaexchange.com.
What is it?
VIP support.
Okay.
@hhaexchange.com.
Okay.
So, I used to create tickets like that, and I'm saying, like, 4 years ago, and then they opened, like, a portal with a ticketing system.
Yeah, I'm going to – we had some pay – so this is another thing, and we can probably do this next week because I – like, so it's pay – like, we had to get the pay timesheets, which I'm kind of new on the ADP – anyway, what I didn't know is in HHA Exchange, because, you know, this is something I've never done, and I'm not even sure that you ever have. You have to, like, so you have to go to visit, and you have to go to call dashboard every day, and those are all the, like, so I fixed them all now, but there were 6 calls there from the week.
To miss visited, so I am
aware. No, not all miss visits. Like Bridget worked 2 days, but she didn't punch out at the patient's house, so I had to talk to her about that anyway.
Right,
but,
so I'll tell you what, I was on one of our initial calls with, I think it was with Andrea, I'm not sure if you were on that call, I asked what the process is when they miss a call, and I understand you guys are manually putting it in, but I don't know if that's, like, within all my other companies in the other state that we worked on, it was never accessible to just put it in. It was required.
Yeah, so I agree with that, and, like, I'm trying my hardest to, that's why I kind of want to be involved, because I'm thinking that, you know, we were not maybe using the system to the best of our ability, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just so.
I was also questioning, and I was asking Abby, like, do you want me to make these changes in independent environment or wait until we move over? Because, you know, like, officially, yeah. we would have had Helen on until we moved into our environment. Like, I wouldn't be, like, doing that stuff in an essential side, you know what I'm saying? So, and he actually told me at the end of the day yesterday, like, it's okay for you to do it in there. So, so the missed visits and requesting timesheets from me, again, not timesheets. What do you do when you miss a class? You just confirm it with the patient?
Well, yeah, and I had to call Bridget because, like, she should be punching out at the patient's house.
Yeah, I'm out of range, so if you're out of range, you have to, like, set a process. I mean, you know, sometimes out of range, when we call the patient, they would actually tell us.
We do have standard operating processes, so maybe what I could do is, and maybe not, I could see if I can get to it today, but I don't know if I can, is type or send you them so that you can see what we were doing. Does that make, like, would that be helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me work on that, and so in the meantime, I'm going to call Helen and see if we can get this patient on.
Okay.
So that Tricia is.
When do they want her to start?
Well, I guess they've been calling Helen every day. And I said, well, and she goes, Tricia, and we were talking about what we could get Tricia because Tricia doesn't want to. Tricia wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, what if we get this? You know what I mean? What if we could get that
right
set up?
Okay, so if she needs to start over the weekend, is Helen able to put the visit in, or do you want me to do it?
Well, the thing is I can't. I mean, I'd have to do the – we'd have to admit her.
Oh, so it obviously has to be done on the essential side first.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
so I'll work on that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, I'll keep you updated, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.